Why do once nimble companies become bloated giants that struggle to innovate? The answer lies in a powerful paradox. Growth creates complexity, and complexity kills growth. Drawing from extensive research across thousands of global companies, the founder's mentality reveals that while most organizations blame external factors for their struggles, the real battle is internal. Companies that thrive decade after decade master both the external game of markets and the internal game of organizational culture. This insight has made the book required reading at companies like Amazon and Microsoft, and earned praise from Warren Buffett himself. The most successful businesses maintain the attitudes and approaches of their founders even as they scale, a quality that becomes increasingly rare as companies grow. The data is striking. Only about 7 to 8% of companies that reach $500 million in revenue maintain their founder's mentality. Yet these rare scale insurgents generate more than half of all global stock market value annually. The founder's mentality, driving long-term success, consists of three essential traits that distinguish thriving organizations. First is the insurgent mission, seeing yourself as a revolutionary challenging industry norms. China's Yonghui Superstores exemplifies this by transforming grocery retail through direct farmer partnerships. Despite growing to 300-plus stores and $5 billion in revenue, they maintain their mission of safe, fresh, good-value food for the Chinese mother. The most powerful insurgencies combine bold missions with unique differentiation, like Google's aim to organize all of the world's information. Second is frontline obsession, maintaining close customer and operational connections. Hotel pioneer M.S. Oberoi checked guest surveys into his 90s and required chefs to visit markets personally. This trait spans founder-led companies, from Steve Jobs scrutinizing motherboards to Toyota empowering workers to halt production. Third is the owner's mindset, where employees feel personally invested in outcomes, unlike large corporations where only 13% feel connected to their work. AB InBev grew from a small Brazilian brewery to the world's largest beer company by fostering ownership through open offices, public targets, and creating restaurant owners, not waiters. Research shows top performers exhibit these traits dramatically more: insurgency, 4x, frontline obsession, 5x, and owner's mindset, 5x, versus poor performers. Companies face three distinct growth challenges that threaten survival. First is overload, affecting fast-growing companies struggling to scale. Norwegian Cruise Line exemplifies this. Their freestyle cruising concept failed due to poor implementation and employee engagement. By 2007, they missed growth targets, focusing on headquarters initiatives while neglecting operational execution. Second is stallout, when successful companies become paralyzed by complexity. Home Depot's transformation illustrates this. After thriving with a customer-first approach, new CEO Robert Nardelli's command and control style abandoned the founder's mentality. By 2006, leadership turnover and reduced staffing led Home Depot to rank last in customer satisfaction, losing 55% of market value between 2000-2007. Third is freefall, when internal problems combine with market disruption. Charles Schwab faced this during the internet bubble collapse, confronting ultra-low-cost competitors and declining market volume. By 2004, Schwab's market value dropped 75%, customer loyalty plummeted, and they found themselves aligned with the traditional brokers they originally opposed. Companies face two major erosive forces as they grow: westward winds and southward winds. Westward winds challenge growing companies through three issues: the unscalable founder, affecting one-third of companies, lost connection to the front line, and weakened accountability. Rapid hiring of professionals who don't align with the founding culture compounds these challenges. Mature companies face southward winds that turn incumbency advantages into bureaucratic burdens. As businesses expand, they enter a complexity doom loop where unchecked growth stifles progress and drains energy. Matrix organizations intended to distribute responsibility often blur collective purpose. Departmental silos create bureaucracy that impedes decision-making. In one case, a single weekly executive meeting consumed 300,000 employee hours in preparation time. The most devastating loss is the shared sense of mission that drove initial success. Engaged employees are 4.7 times more likely to recommend the company and 3.5 times more likely to take initiative. Hewlett-Packard illustrates this risk. After abandoning its founding principles through external CEOs and acquisitions, HP underperformed the Dow by 50% and lost the HP way that defined its success. Growing companies can maintain their founder's mentality through three key strategies. First, preserve the insurgency by anchoring to your mission. Mariko's Harsh Mariwala created a strategy document with input from all levels, fostering widespread ownership. Young Hui maintained innovation through experimental green stores alongside standard red stores, avoiding bureaucracy. Second, prioritize frontline obsession. Organizations must empower frontline employees to solve problems immediately. Oberoi Hotels exemplifies this by hiring for growth potential over technical skills and building commitment through family recognition events and transparent communication. Third, cultivate an owner's mindset. AB InBev achieves this through zero-based budgeting and cascaded targets that connect everyone to company goals. They maintain entrepreneurial spirit through selective hiring, lean operations, and frontline decision authority. When companies hit stallout, where past growth sources no longer drive momentum, they must reconnect with their founder's mentality through two key approaches. First, reignite the insurgency through focused action. Successful turnarounds typically cut operating costs by 8 to 25% to fund transformation. Perpetual, Australia's oldest trust company, exemplified this after diversifying into 11 businesses led to an 80% stock drop. New CEO Jeff Lloyd refocused on the core mission of protecting Australia's wealth, streamlined to 3 businesses, and halved corporate staff. The result? Doubled stock price, improved employee engagement, and tripled profits. Second, renew frontline obsession. At 3M, Sir George Buckley found the innovation leader had cut R&D by 20% and capital spending by 65%. He restored founding practices, reopening labs, reinstituting Engineers Innovation Day, and encouraging technical forums. By 2012, this doubled employee engagement, drove 7% core growth, and new products generated 34% of revenues. The goal for growing companies is to become a scale insurgent, maintaining founders' mentality while achieving market leadership. This requires 3 essential leadership skills. Self-awareness demands avoiding key pitfalls, neglecting fundamental measures beyond financials, listening to wrong voices, and short-term thinking. Great leaders stay connected to frontline operations. Home Depot founders worked in stores. MS Oberoi reviewed customer cards into his 90s, and Amazon ensures customer representation in meetings. Creating common ambition drives success. At Unilever in 2009, Paul Polman introduced the Compass, 12 core principles to reduce complexity. After engaging employees and refining it, the company achieved 22% revenue growth, 60% profit increase, doubled stock price, and record employee engagement. Scale insurgent leaders master decision skills through Janusian thinking, focused resource allocation like Vanguard growing to $3 trillion by maintaining core mission, and making bold 10x bets on promising opportunities. The founder's mentality transcends startups. It's about behaviors driving sustainable growth. Companies that combine small company soul with large company advantages position themselves for long-term success.